Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora. Or as always, you can just head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com, find the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. And while you're on AmericaOutLoud.com, please share those podcasts and articles, thousands of them updated daily. And it does help us a great deal when you share that on social media, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Truth, Getter, Gab. There's so many of them nowadays, but no matter what the platform is, we appreciate it when you share the articles and podcasts on social media. And you know what, Rob? We've got a lot to talk about tonight. We could talk about the resident in chief recently falling down on his bike, which has led to a lot of comedy moments, and his incompetent administration continues to be incompetent. I want to talk about those things. Let's start off with Joe Biden falling off of his bike. This was a funny moment over the past weekend. I got a good laugh out of it. Fortunately, he was not hurt, because I would not want to see that. But President Trump wasted no time to get on Truth Social and posted a video of him hitting a golf ball, and then it appeared to bounce off of Joe Biden's head and fall to the ground. That, along with all the memes I've seen on social media the past few days, has been just hilarious. But what's not hilarious is the condition of our country and the incompetence of Joe Biden and his administration. This new press secretary he's got, this Karine Jean-Pierre, is a joke, Rob. I mean, she is completely ill-prepared anytime she's asked a question. She's got to dig through her notes and just pray that she finds what she's looking for. She was asked recently about the prices at the pump, and she said that Joe Biden's going to elevate Americans' pain at the pump. I guess that's one thing the Biden administration has been honest about, because that seems to be the direction we are headed, is elevating the pain for the American people at the rising cost of gas, the rising cost of groceries, and this inflation's unlike anything most of us have ever seen before. Rob, how are you doing tonight? And what are your thoughts on our new press secretary, Joe Biden's fall and he can't get up, and the continued incompetence we see coming out of the White House?
Well, Andrew, you said it best. Joe Biden has fallen and he can't get up. Now, Jean-Pierre, Karine Pierre, had a little Freudian slip there by saying that Joe Biden is going to elevate America's pain at the pump. Well, it looks like he's going to elevate something, because he certainly isn't elevating himself or his poll numbers, because they keep tanking. And as I said on one of our shows, I hope we get the numbers down to the single digits. The lower, the better. Just as low as he is falling down.
Yeah, 30% is not low enough.
And the only people that are keeping his numbers up are woke white liberals. They're the ones that are doing it, because in their minds, they're doing the right thing for the country. But they're not. They're destroying the country, but they're not impacted by this, because they have been isolated in their gated fences, their deep pockets, flying their jets while they're telling us not to fly jets, because we need to take care of the earth. Their new green idea, green concept. And you look at Bill Gates, look at what Bill Gates has done. People are completely unaware of it. And if they are aware of it, they're not thinking anything about it. This man has gone in and bought up so many farms. He is the largest individual farm holder in America, and probably the world. Why is he doing that? No one stopped to ask about it. They're just moving along, just making note of it, just like they're just making note of Joe Biden. And Jean-Pierre, going back to her, she even said once that she has to keep up with Joe. Really? How old is she? And she must be a really slow person, because Joe is extremely slow. Have you noticed that every day this guy gets older and older and more decrepit and more forgetful? And when he's out speaking, he's yelling, he's shouting. And they want us to think that, oh, this is Joe, he's on fire. No, that's not Joe, he's not on fire. Joe is screaming, because that's what old people do when they're in that dementia stage. They get all frustrated and angry, because they feel as if though you're not listening to what they're saying, so they start to scream. Andrew, Joe Biden is 79 years old. He will be 80 this coming November.
Wow.
Guess who else is 80 right now? Bernie Sanders. Mick Jagger, the singer of the Rolling Stones, on tour nonstop.
Yeah, Joe Biden seems to be more on Jimmy Carter's level right now than Mick Jagger.
You know, I don't even know if I think Jimmy Carter is a lot better off than Joe Biden. I mean,
Jimmy Carter right now? That's what I was talking about. Not Carter when he ran for president. I'm talking about Jimmy Carter right now.
Well, I'm trying to, you know, give him a little, you know, help him out there. I would say that they're both probably at the same stage. If you really want to know Jimmy, hold this, Jim. But Jimmy's in his Andrew.
Yeah, he's like 98 or something.
He's 90. He's doing a lot better than Joe. I mean, I know that Joe's out speaking and talking and whatnot, but I don't. Jimmy has not lost a step as far as his mental acuity. Joe has.
Yeah, at least Jimmy Carter was against mail-in voting, so he's still got something up there.
Right, mail-in vote. And even Joe's gait, when he's walking, it's off. Why no one has insisted that this guy go in for a physical and make the American people aware of it? See, this is a double standard that exists in the Democrat Party. Now, look at how many times they talked about Trump and he's crazy, he's delusional, and he's living in a bubble, and he's mad, and he's angry. I remember Joe Scarborough, Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, Jake Tapper, Joy Reid, all of these guys were coming out just attacking this man. Even the doctor on CNN, Sanjay Gupta, had never, ever gone in and saw President Trump, never looked at his medical records, but they were all, and they would say it with such seriousness, oh, there's something wrong there. When Trump's White House doctor physician gave him a clean bill of health, they were like, oh, no, there's something wrong there. We think that he's fudging the numbers. We don't have to think that with Joe. Just look at the guy falling off a bike. Everyone is saying that should not have happened. When he's going up the stairs of Air Force One, he's stumbling. When he's speaking, he's stumbling. And they'll say, oh, well, he has a speech impediment problem. Come, why are you guys lying? The same way you've lied about everything else. The same way they've lied about Russia collusion. Yes, I'm going back to Russia collusion. The same way they lied about the 13 soldiers that were killed in Afghanistan.
Yeah, the speech impediment and the stutter is just a complete lie. I'm not one to give Joe Biden much credit, but if you listen to him in the 90s, he's well-spoken and articulate and sounds like he has a mind of his own. You listen to him now and he's just completely lost and he does stutter and stammer, but that's because of old age and the man has dementia. It's not because of a lifelong stutter.
And like you say, he does have a mind of his own and that mind certainly isn't working, but they will cover for him. And as a result, look at what has happened to our economy. I don't care how many times they try to blame the economy on racism, blame it on Putin. I think you sent me a text or something, Andrew, to saying that Joe's probably going to blame Putin for his fall off the bike. Probably so. Oh, it was Putin's fault. Putin's and his gremlins. When in actuality, this is all at Joe's fault, Joe's problem. And when he was in Delaware, I saw that even his granddaughter is in on the charade. She was trying to rush him off from reporters asking him
questions. I saw that. He had his daughter and his granddaughter out there saying, oh, no, he's busy. Leave him alone. But we know what it is. Joe doesn't want to answer questions when his handlers aren't there to give him the answers.
Well, I don't know if it's that he doesn't want to answer questions. I think he wants to talk. He just gets confused. And they're saying, oh, keep him
right
away from the reporters.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. They don't want him to answer questions.
Right, because he's dead. He will talk until the cows come home and, you know, eat their hay. But he's just rambling. And the more he rambles, you see that he's incoherent. Even during the debates, we saw the same thing. Though they would say, oh, Joe won. I mean, Trump did come in a lot and interrupt him so that we couldn't really see Joe get confused. But the man is so out of his league. The man is completely out there. But this is the man whom Chris Wallace says, oh, he is the best. He gave the best presidential inauguration speech ever. And I think that's because Chris himself, Andrew, I think he's probably suffering from a little bit of dementia also. You know, when you look at it, I mean, he's suffering also. But I'm just amazed as to how we got to where we are so quickly and how people don't seem to be bothered by it. They're complaining about the prices, but I would think they would be out in the streets screaming and yelling the same way they're out in the streets trying to attack the Supreme Court justices or anyone else on the right. I mean, attacking them is not going to help your cause. Joe Biden is the reason we have the high gases, supply chain problem. Women can't find tampons. There's not enough baby formula. We're going overseas to get baby formula. We're getting ready to go to negotiate a deal with Venezuela to give us more oil. We're reaching out to Saudi Arabia, whom Biden had attacked so viciously. The crown prince and said that he's a murderer. He murdered this guy, this journalist, and how could he? Meanwhile, journalists on the right are attacked constantly, and Joe seems to care nothing about it.
Yeah, and let's not forget about the Afghanistan debacle and that our borders are still wide open and we've got illegals just pouring into our country. It's amazing in a year and a half how screwed up our country has gotten. It's really sad to see. And I don't ever remember a time where America was so weak and so vulnerable as we are right now with this incompetent president.
Completely incompetent, but people seem to think that it's okay. I mean, I know that the elections that are going around us right now, we see that Republicans are, you know, doing a good job in winning the primary. Hopefully, we will have a lot of strong Republicans come 2022 and that they will be able to defeat the Democrats so that we could take back both houses, because that's exactly what needs to happen. And when we take back both houses, we need to clean house, because there is so much corruption that has been taking place. When I sit back and I look at the things that have happened under this administration, from the pronoun changes to the illegal aliens that are being flown all across the country and on time, if I might add, while we can't get a flight to get us anywhere without all these delays, but these illegal aliens, and they are illegal, and it is an invasion of our country by these people, it's crazy. Now you think, just stop and think, since Joe has fallen down and can't get up, how many people have entered our poorest border? Millions. And they're not just from Mexico. They're coming from all over the world. And why would they come here if this country is so racist? No one has ever stopped to ask that question or to ask them, why are you coming to a country that you're being told is a racist country? Do you think that you're coming here is going to change it? No, it's not going to change it if it's racist. If it's a systemic racist country, as the Democrats like to say, what do you think you're going to do? What value are you going to add to change the systemic racism? They wouldn't be able to answer you. Well, they wouldn't be able to answer you for one, Andrew, because no one is putting the question to them.
Right. And we know it's only a matter of time before the anti-American radicals are going to start flowing through our border and really screw some things up. I mean, back in the 70s, you had the anti-Castro Cubans do bombings all over the Cuban embassy and assassinating people, things like that. I would not be surprised if we see a comeback in crimes like that, where we're going to have radicals coming from our southern border and just committing all kinds of crimes, perhaps organized units. I mean, what's stopping terrorists from coming across our border right now? Absolutely nothing, because it's wide open. Joe Biden promised that he was going to undo everything that President Trump did. Well, he did it, and we see the results.
And the results aren't good at all. We need to put a stop to this nonsense, and the sooner the better. We keep saying that we need to. And the only way we can do it is in November, when we get to the polls and vote, vote, vote. We start now coming up with the plan to get this guy and his radicals out of the office. Now, we all thought that Bernie Sanders was a radical. I wonder what's going on in Bernie Sanders' mind. I wonder if he's wondering, you know, gosh, Joe, he did a really good job. He has just really just rammed this crazy, I'm serious, this crazy agenda of ours through.
Bernie's hoping that Joe's going to step down so he can cash in on one more run, even though he probably knows that the DNC will screw him for a third time.
I mean, do you actually think that people would vote these guys back into office? If anyone is supporting Joe other than the people that are around him, and I don't think they support him either, you are insane and you have not gotten enough. Anyone who's not a millionaire who's supporting this guy, you need to have your head checked, because you look at what they have done to our country. We are the laughingstock. Nowhere else are they changing pronouns. Nowhere else are they saying men can have babies. Nowhere else are they saying birthing people. Nowhere else are they saying that little boys and girls can change their gender, the age of 12, in order to compete at a sport that they shouldn't be competing at it because of their gender. Only here in America are we allowing this. So all the other countries are moving ahead and we're moving backwards. I know a lot of people don't believe in the Bible, but I would encourage you all to look up the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, because that's where we are slouching toward Sodom and Gomorrah. I think we've fallen down just like Joe Biden until ill repute, because the country has just like completely done a 360 degrees turn from when Trump left office. And I don't even recognize this country anymore. Some of the things that we're doing and we're saying, and it's all happened under Joe Biden's watch. We have to make certain that history does not remember him kindly. History should look back at him and puke up. History should judge him horribly, because this man, first he was slipping, now he has fallen. And with him, he has taken our economy, our values, who we are as a country, and just taken it down with him. How can we get it back? How can we raise this country back up? We certainly can't do it, Andrew, with Joe Biden.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, guys, America Out Loud is such a great platform. Not only the 24/7 talk radio, the articles and podcasts, giving platforms to people like Rob and I, Dr. Peter McCullough, Malcolm, so many others on America Out Loud. But we can't do it without our great sponsors like Healthy Cell. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Rob and I did, and we're so happy we tried Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. You could go to healthycell.com and check out the great products. You can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. We recommend you guys check that out. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cells pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has. Creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
So, Andrew, now we know that Joe Biden has fallen and he can't get up. He's taking with him the economy and everything else that we hold so near and dear. It seems as if, though, the media is trying to somewhat, again, prop up Kamala Harris to see if there is a taste, if we have an appetite for her to assume the role of the resident of the country. because we all know that they don't like her as the vice president. They didn't like her when she was running during the primaries, and she dropped out before the first election after having all this momentum behind her. Tulsi Gabbard came in and called her out, and rightfully so, and exposed her as being the hypocrite whom she is, and she started to tank. Now, Kamala would never admit the fact that Tulsi got the best of her. She would prefer saying, well, they're not ready for a woman president. They don't like a woman and not a woman of color, because that's all they hear. There's like a steady diet of that nonstop. So Biden, now that he's down, they're now trying to prop her up. And I saw the other day, she was on our favorite girl show, not our favorite girl show, Joy Reid. And she was interviewing Kamala. And Kamala, as always, was constantly repeating herself, not being coherent. And I like when they say it's like a word salad that you're listening to whenever she's talking, a word salad. I'm thinking, oh my God. And it's true. It is a word salad, because this woman is all over the map and she doesn't make any sense. And she's supposed to be the next president. They want to run her. So from the look of things, I think that Joe will probably hang in there, although he's fallen down throughout the 2022-2023. And then 2024, you know, is anyone's guess. A lot of them think that he will run, as we said on last night's show, because we know that Jill wants to remain the first lady. She relishes in that role. She loves that role. So I don't know if they will be successful in getting him to step down, although they're trying to lift up Kamala and make her suitable for our appetites, which I find interesting. So what do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. And people need to keep in mind that when Kamala Harris dropped out of the race, she was polling at less than 1%. I mean, it was such a failed presidential run. Even people like Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg were beating her big time. So she was a lame duck candidate. And the only reason she got her spot, I know some people are going to think I'm going to say I was sleeping with Willie Brown. But in addition to that, was because she is a Black woman, and Joe Biden put himself into a corner and said he was going to pick a Black woman. So it was pretty much between her, Mayor Bowser, Stacey Abrams. There just wasn't any other recognizable names besides really Kamala Harris to go with. So he had to pick the very woman that stood up on the debate stage and called him a racist. And I guess they thought that she would pay off when she debated Mike Pence, but she lost that miserably. I mean, it was a pathetic performance from her. And we've seen that carry over to the White House. I mean, how good Democrat voter is that? She was polling at less than 1% among Democrats. So I guess they were right that she is not a valuable person in her position. And I don't know if we impeach Joe after we take back the House and Senate in 2022, it's scary to think about the damage she could do.
And she would definitely do a lot of damage, Andrew, a lot of damage. I don't know if, like you said, this woman is capable of fulfilling the role of the president. She's unlearned, and she doesn't even seem as though she wants to learn the job. It's just, I'm here, I've shown up, give it to me, I deserve it. Because I am a woman of color and I am a woman. You know, maybe they should run a transgender. I bet a transgender would get it. I bet a transgender would give her a run for the money, since they don't believe that women are women. And women should ask her, what is a woman? And if she can't answer it, why support her? Women are doing themselves a disjustice the same way Blacks are doing themselves a disjustice by falling for all of this rhetoric coming from the left. At some point, they've got to wake up and realize that this is not the party for us. They claim to be the party for us, but if this is the party and we're giving them all of our votes and we're getting nothing in return but a percent of what they said they were going to give us, it's time to make a change. And I'm not saying that everyone should just go vote Republican, but I think that they have a better platform. I just wish Republicans would do a better job in packaging their message. I mean, there's so much confusion within the party itself, I think, a lot of times, that we miss out on capturing a lot of votes. And while Joe is down and can't get up, I say kick him even harder. this November, if we take back both houses, kick him as hard as you can. I don't want any sympathizers. I don't want anyone saying that, oh, we can't do this. He's a president. I heard somewhere on the TV the other night that I think it was Miranda Devine. She is a reporter for the Washington, for the New York Post. And she wrote the book, Hunter Biden, the Laptop from Hell. And she said that it's just really interesting how Republicans, when Republicans get into office, they don't treat the Democrats the way the Democrats treated them. And some people say, oh, well, we're above that. Well, yeah, you are above that. But sometimes you got to get into the mud. You got to pull down your opponent and kick them until they don't get up. Because right now, Joe is down, but we have lost so much ground on every point. We just learned that Merrick Garland is in Kiev, Ukraine, trying to get justice there. Go figure. He's trying to get justice in Ukraine, across the pond, whereas here in the United States, Andrew, he's not trying to get justice for the Supreme Court justices. People are protesting outside their homes, and they're saying that, oh, during Jan 6, the folks got within 40 feet of Mike Pence. Well, they got even closer to these justices when they're outside picketing and rioting, rather, outside their homes. Why isn't Merrick Garland concerned about that? What if someone gets killed? It's always funny until someone gets killed. Brett Kavanaugh, almost assassinated. No one has written a piece in the liberal media about how dangerous this is. Speaker of the House is yet to denounce it. Kamala Harris hasn't denounced it. Kamala Harris, who wants to be the next president, Joe Biden, the resident, has not denounced it. No one has denounced it. You would think that all these people that came together to put this letter together that was saying that Hunter Biden, that laptop is misinformation, and we're all the former secretaries of states and generals and all this, you would think that there would be a group of judges who would come out and denounce what's happening to our Supreme Court justices. The left has just like denigrated that part of the government. They've made it just really gotten it dirty and muddy the same way they are. We could always look up at the Supreme Court, Andrew, and say, wow, this is a powerful institution. Probably didn't agree with all of the rulings. But we will look at it and say, wow, they are beyond the fray. But thanks to the Democrats, they have dragged them into the fray. Thanks to the Democrats, they're saying that, hey, if the judges don't vote the way we want them to vote on this abortion thing, we're going to go after them and they will get no rest. And Chuck Schumer told them to. You have unleashed the whirlwind. You're not going to know what hit you, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. Yet still, he has been arrested. Merrick Garland's over in Ukraine looking at what they did there as opposed to looking at what happened here. He's too busy. This is insignificant. Judges that could have been his colleagues, and in a sense, they are his colleagues because they're all judges. But he doesn't care. He doesn't care one bit. History should not judge him kindly at all. This man, whom Barack Obama presented to us as being this like little meekly creature, and he's like such a constitutionalist, and he knows this and knows that, could have been sitting on the Supreme Court rendering all these crazy, crazy judgments. But because he's not there, he's mad. And he can't protect. He can't enforce the law. He won't go out and send people to arrest these protesters. Protesters who are out carrying doll babies with assimilation of blood on their clothes. Now think about this, Andrew. These kids, these people, this is their summer job. Someone somewhere is paying them. Someone with deep pockets is paying them. Yeah, they're being paid to do this. This will be their summer job. They will do this the entire summer. And as they said, if we don't get what we want, we will burn it all down. Where is Merrick Garland? Is he going to allow that to happen? This is the reason why elections have consequences. This is the reason why, come November, we need to make certain that we vote these people out, and it should be a significant vote. I remember once the late Rush Limbaugh said, not only do we need to defeat them at the polls, but we need to defeat their ideology.
Yeah, and not only that, but we need to start spreading the word right now. Everyone needs to be vigilant when they go and vote. Check out what is going on. Make sure that everything looks like it's up on the up and up. And if it's not, take pictures, take video, Do whatever you got to do, but go out and vote Republican. As we said before, how are you going to prove the election fraud if you don't vote? Because we just got to keep voting. It's our only option.
It is our only option. Because we see right now that these people don't care about America. When you have our own attorney general flying overseas, telling another country that we will help you investigate these war crimes, we will help you do this, when we have crimes taking place in our own country, our own backyard, and no one seems to care. When we have our judges that are rigging the outcome of trials, look at Michael Sussman's case. You cannot tell me that that was not rigged, because it was. For the judge to know this guy, to work with him, his wife, 6 degrees of separation, and then the jurors, and no one sees anything wrong with that. Bill Barr, the person who was testifying before Jan 6, he's just like, oh, well, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, he's so cavalier about it. When he knows that this was wrong, he knows it was wrong. But no one wants to question it. It's like, okay, it's a loss. Let's just move on. As I said before, John Durham should just pack up and go home. Stop wasting our time, because there will be no justice. There will be no justice in the courts. How can there be when our Attorney General, Merrick Garland, has left the country? How can there be justice when he left the country and allowing protesters, rioters, not protesters, that's too kind of a word, but he's allowing rioters to go forth and intimidate our justices, Supreme Court justices, people who make decisions, enforce them. There is no justice. We won't get any justice from these people. Forget about Christopher Wray. He's in bed with Biden, who's fallen down and can't get up. Forget about him. The only way we will get justice is come November 2022. And if we elect the right people, because I'm telling you, if we elect rhinos, they will sit back, they will hem and haw, and they'll say, oh, well, we don't want to do this. We don't want to be like them, and nothing will ever get done. There are too many unanswered questions. We need to know, get to the bottom of all of this. And the only way we can do it is through the election box, because the justice system will not help us. Look at all of those the trials or cases that they're allowing to go through on Donald Trump. They're meaningless. There's nothing there. But see, they're hoping that if it gets before a jury, a biased jury, that biased jury will say guilty. Look at what happened in Michael Sussman. He was guilty as sin, and they let him off. Andy McCabe lied to Congress. John Brennan lied to Congress. Jim Comey lied to Congress. James Clapper lied to Congress, and there is no penalty. There is no penalty. And then you have Michael Flynn, and they nearly want to destroy the man, destroy his good name, whereas these characters did something wrong. Think of how many times they told us that Mike Flynn was going to turn on Trump, and they've got the goods, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that, and it never happened. He never turned. There was nothing to turn on, because he hadn't done anything, but we were led to believe he was going to. So do you actually think right now, under Merrick Garland, that we will get a semblance of justice? We won't. He's busy going after parents. He's busy going after law-abiding citizens. So how can he? How will we get justice? There is no justice. I hate to say it, but there is no justice in this administration. There is no justice with these people in power. And they don't care. They don't care. And even if we win the election in November, they still don't care, because they're counting on the fact that we won't go against them. We will not hold them accountable. Because the first thing they'll say is, Nancy Pelosi, she's too old and she's a grandma. Leave her alone. No, she's an evil, old, wicked woman who has destroyed this country. She and her systemic racist ways. There's your systemic racism. Because if racism was so systemic, as they said, you wouldn't have all these illegal aliens flocking to here at the border. And as I said, they're not just from Mexico. They are from all over. Where is the justice? Well, justice right now is in Ukraine, meddling in their business, probably colluding, Andrew.
Yeah, undoubtedly. And General Mike Flynn is an honorable man that served our country for so long. And to see the Democrats not only try and break him financially, but try and ruin his reputation. I mean, that's just as low as it gets. And that's what they did to that man. And I'm so glad that he's had some redemption and got the pardon from President Trump. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. Please like and subscribe. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both in the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfogger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, HealthyCell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with HealthyCell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
We're back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew for the final few minutes of the show. And we've had a lot of elections these past several weeks. And a trend we continue to see is President Trump endorsed candidates continue to do very well. Katie Britt just beat out Mo Brooks, who I have a feeling I know why he lost, because of two specific reasons. One, he told President Trump to stop talking about the election fraud, to move on. I don't think his constituents agreed with that. And number two, Mo Brooks recently voted to give Ukraine $40 billion in the midst of what we're seeing right here in America, with all these American families having huge economic struggles with these $5 a gallon gas prices. The cost of groceries have went up. They say inflation is only 8%, but from where I'm sitting, it seems more like it's 50%, because just about everything has doubled. So President Trump's endorsed candidates continue to do very well, and I think that's a positive sign for things to come. Rob, what are your thoughts on the recent election with Katie Britt and Mo Brooks?
Well, you know, Trump had backed Mo Brooks, like you said, and then they had a falling out. And then he threw his endorsement behind Katie Brooks. And hopefully she will prevail this November. What I find interesting about all this is how the media's take on it. The media enjoys pointing out the candidates that Trump endorsed who lost, but they won't point out the candidates whom he endorsed and they won. And they want to create this scenario that, oh, he's lost his mojo and he is not his party anymore. And he's a madman. And, you know, he's going to do horrible come the general election. This is all a lie. They're saying this in hopes to convince Trump supporters to abandon him. I will tell you now, if Trump is your man, stand by him. Do not abandon him, because this is what the media wants you to do. I know Mo Brooks had thought otherwise as far as telling Trump, okay, you need to move on. Let's talk about something else. I get it. I get tired of hearing about it sometimes also. But as I have said before, and you have to really think about this, this Jan 6th thing, they're saying that Trump knew that he had won, but he still kept saying that he didn't win because he was trying to use this to raise money or to keep a base. It really doesn't matter okay? But what counts in my book is that, think about it, had Trump came out and just threw the towel in and said, that's it, let's give it to them, there probably would have been a lot of carnage, Andrew. I do believe there would have been. Although our side is not known for acting out, rioting, I think that had he so quickly threw in the towel, people would have been mad. And while we see Jan 6, because a lot of people didn't like it, I said it was a college boy prank, it could have been a lot worse, because you would have had two sides coming together and battling it out. So while you have a lot of people that are saying we need to move on, and there's no indication, I was listening to Piers Morgan the other day, and he was saying, well, there's no indication, Trump has no proof that he didn't win. And you hear this quite a bit. He has no proof. He has no proof. Okay, show me the proof that he did lose. Show me that proof. And you can't go back to say, well, the election, well, look at what they voted, because they're telling us that Joe got more votes than Obama. And then when you look at the different states, they're saying that judges intervene. Well, they're not saying it. We know that the judges did. And we mentioned this on last night's show. And I know a lot of you are looking at the Jan 6 trial and you're saying, well, look at what all these attorney generals in these different states in Arizona and in the secretaries of states in Georgia. And they were saying that they felt that Trump was trying to get them to overthrow the election. They felt that Trump was trying to do this. And I have said this on so many occasions, and I said it last night, that under the Constitution, the 12th Amendment, the Electoral Act of 1887, it spells out clearly what's supposed to happen during the certification of the votes. It clearly spells out what's supposed to happen. So if he's reminding you of your job, he's not trying to get you to change something. He's just reminding you of your constitutional duties. And all you had to do is let it play out. We said this on last night's show, Andrew. All Mike Pence had to do was to say, as he did, do we have Mr. Representative, do you have a senator to stand with you to send these elections back? And Mike Pence would have said, I mean, not Mike Pence, but the representative would have said, yes, I do. And then from there, he didn't have not one, but he had two. Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley stood with him. And at that point, the only thing Mike Pence should have done is say, okay, I've got to send these votes back to Arizona for further certification. And the states would decide as to whether or not they want to let those electoral votes be seated or recertify them with another group of electoral votes. That is up to the state. Mike Pence can't decide that. The only thing Mike Pence was supposed to do is send it back to the states under the Constitution. But as we said on last night's show, he did not fulfill his constitutional duties. So when you have the Mo Brooks of the world and all these other senators or congressmen that are saying, Trump, need to move on, please, come on, move on, move on. Why weren't you saying that with Hillary Clinton? Why were you quiet then? Why weren't any of you saying anything? Why were you sitting back and saying, well, let's investigate. Well, let's see if this is what happened. Why were you not saying it then? Why do you expect him to believe what they're saying after they lied about Russia collusion? Why should he? Why should anyone believe anything that the Democrats are saying when it comes to election, knowing that they have a propensity of lying and they get away with it? Look at Adam Schiff. He told us up and down that he had proof. He had proof that Trump colluded. We are yet to see that proof, Andrew. However, I am hoping that come November 2022, after the election, and we've taken both houses, that they drag him before the House and the Senate and demand that he testify and demand he show us what he has. And if he doesn't, throw him in the cannons. Just throw him there. And don't even let him come out. throw him there. The same way they have those political prisoners. How long have they been there? 18 months? Whereas Stephen Colbert's group that went to the White House illegally with the attempt of destroying government property, they were arrested and then let out within like an hour or so. And now Colbert is trying to come out and say, oh, well, what they did, you know, they were just, they were invited to the house and they were fulfilling their job and they were doing this and there was nothing to it. And the people that are trying to make something out of it, they don't want you to look at Jan 6. Well, no, we don't want to look at Jan 6 because Jan 6 is one-sided. It's only telling one side of a story. And there's always another side. But you guys don't want to show the other side because you're afraid that if you show the other side, it will expose you. It will expose Nancy Pelosi of dereliction of duty. It will expose Muriel Bowser of a dereliction of duty. It will expose Mark Milley of not obeying orders of the commander in chief. So we know we have all these people that are writing books that are trying to say Trump did this, Trump did that, Trump this. But what about the other books that have been written? Oh, we don't want to talk about that because that's where the truth lies. So as long as we can keep up the lie and feed our base the steady diet of lies, which is so easy to do, we're good to go. Meanwhile, Merrick Garland, he's over in Ukraine trying to help them with their investigation. He's not concerned about America. Well, that's what you call putting your nose in another country's business, which I thought we didn't like. But never mind that. We're okay with that. We will allow that to happen. Shame. Shame, shame, shame. Because it shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way. We need to know what we're doing. We need to know what our government is doing every step of the way. And if Merrick Garland can't do his job, then he should step down. Now, what you bet they won't impeach him. In 2022. Andrew, there is just a long list of people that I could write out who need to be impeached, who need to be hauled before Congress. Eric Swalwell, Nancy Pelosi, of course.
Pencilneck.
Adam Schiff, of course, absolutely. AOC, how could I forget about it? They had some taping the other day, her talking about Jan 6 and how she claimed people were bouncing on the door. Bam, bam, bam. Where is she? Where is she? They don't want her. Please, come on, folks. Do you actually think people want AOC? And her life is in danger. No, Brett Kavanaugh's life is in danger because of some of the things that they've been saying. Our Supreme Court justices, their lives are in danger. I hope Amy Coney Barrett, this is really sad what's happening to her, but this is a teachable moment. This is a teachable moment that when you try to make nice with these people as opposed to fulfilling your constitutional duties, this is what will happen. I hope Brett Kavanaugh notices this. I hope Gorsuch noticed this. Don't try to say, well, we're going to give him a little bit. We're going to go against Trump. No, no, no. The person who understood this was Justice Alito and Clarence Thomas, because they remain consistent. Remember, they wanted to look at the votes during the election. They wanted to take the case. They wanted to, but the other justices voted them down. They said, we need to look at this. You see? Those are the people that are strong. They're not afraid to stand up. Whereas you have the others like, well, we don't want to be seen as being, you know, Trump's lackey because he put us on the court. But now look at what's happening to you. They don't care anything about you. Bill Barr, God bless the poor man. He's thinking that he's going to get back in with the in-group. Maybe he's trying to make up for his friend, Bob Mueller, who's also probably suffering from dementia. Bill, it does not help. You're not doing yourself any favors. Well, I told him I didn't want any part of this nonsense because of this and because of that. Of course, people are going to run with it. You're not helping yourself. Because what I would have come back and said, although There was something that was there that should not have been there. I just wanted it to end. But see, when they think they got Trump, they'll all pile on. Well, now we got him. We can all just stick with the story. But before long, they will come after you. Look at Liz Cheney. They hate Liz Cheney. They hate her dad. And she's sitting in the midst of her enemies. Maybe it's just that she was never a Republican. But she's going to lose her House seat, which is good. I wish as soon as she lost, they would just kick her out, escort her out, because she should be. And I hope they force her butt before Congress also to say, why were you doing what you were doing? What did you know that you did not want us to know you knew? All these people, Andrew, are fake and they're self-serving. They care nothing for the country. They will keep a thing going. Because if they were being truthful, they would come out and say, we are only presenting one case here. We're only giving you one side. There is another side, but we felt that we didn't need to discuss it. That's all you have to say. As opposed to making it seem as if though what you're saying is the gospel and people not understanding the courts will go along with it. When we know that there is more information, there is more to be said. And if all people, Black people, should look at this and Hispanic people and say, this is wrong, because we have been railroaded so many times by the justice system, especially in the South, not allowing witnesses to come up and speak to exonerate us, putting a story in the media to make it seem as if though we've done something wrong. So we don't like what's happening here. They should call it out. But instead you have Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, sitting in judgment, crying, looking pathetic. How did they ever get to office? You see, this is what happens. All of this stuff has been exposed. And we're seeing them for who they really are now. They're not there for the people. They're there for themselves. They don't care about the people. They only care for themselves. Now we see. And it's a sad day that these folks are being exposed for who they are, because they don't care about us. What else do we have on tap, Andrew? I'm giving my little soliloquy there. These fake rhinos.
You've been on fire, Rob. But what were your thoughts on this Adam Kinzinger death threat that came in? I think I want to see a handwriting sample from him, his wife, his maid, perhaps radical Democrats in his area, because I'm calling a hoax on this one. I mean, some of the lines from it just seem a little too far-fetched for me. One of the lines was, it's blasphemous that you name your son the son of the devil Christian, because apparently Adam Kinzinger's name is Christian. So this guy apparently was accusing Adam Kinzinger of being the devil. It's either like a wig nut, or I think Adam Kinzinger drummed this up himself. What were your thoughts?
Either when you called it to my attention, I laughed about it, because it's either Adam Kinzinger or one of those police officers that he's always kissing up to. He probably got one of them, one of their friends or their cousins, Roscoe or Rollo, to write the letter. I don't believe this. And if it's true, where's Merrick Garland? Well, he's in Ukraine. Why won't he investigate it? Where's Christopher Wray? Why isn't he investigating it? Why aren't they investigating Ray Epps? Why haven't they called Ray Epps? Maybe Ray Epps wrote the letter. Right. Why haven't they investigated the guy who planted a bomb outside of the Democrats and Republicans' headquarters?
I wouldn't put it past a liberal to do it, just to try and make Trump supporters look bad.
Yep. Because as we know, when Trump was in office, all of the threats that they say that were placed against liberals, all of the death threats that they said were placed against Black churches, was all done by liberals. All of them. Democrats. But the media hasn't told you. All you have to do is every situation where you heard that someone was being attacked by someone from the right, Google it now. And you'll see that they'll say the person who did it, it was a lie. It was a hoax. So I am calling hoax on Adam Kinzinger. Before long, Liz Cheney will get a letter. I doubt it seriously. I think Adam, you know, he's a little all into himself, a little eyes so close together, waterhead. Yeah, I don't trust him at all. And I do believe that he probably wrote it, or he got someone in his orbit to put that letter together.
Yeah, we're coming up on the end of time, but what's with all these celebrities with these weird children? Charlie Sheen, apparently his daughter is off to OnlyFans after just recently turning 18. I guess she announced this like on her 18th birthday or something. And Elon Musk's daughter apparently has turned transgender and disowned her dad. I hope he remembers that and puts his checkbook away for the rest of his life. But yeah, how stupid could this girl be? I mean, seriously, your dad's the richest man in the world and she's not going to talk to him anymore. I mean, obviously the brains didn't get passed down to her, huh?
Well, there's one less child he has to worry about as far as taking care of. But like, if we said this before in our show, you have these woke people with these kids who think that it's something, it's nice, we should do this. I'm a transgender. They don't know the beginning of the word transgender. They just think that it's cool. They don't understand what's happening. And see, this is the indoctrination that they're being taught at school. You have schools that are more concerned about drag hour as opposed to teaching kids about STEM. Now, they'll claim they're teaching STEM, but they're not really teaching STEM. I mean, and why do we have drag queens in the schools anywhere? Our crazy mayor is saying, oh, we need this because we want our kids not only to be smart, we want them to be socially responsible. Well, having a drag queen in the school is not making them socially responsible. It's indoctrination. And when you have adults that see this and looking the other way, Andrew, it is dangerous. Where's Child Protective Services? Well, they're probably in on it also. As I said, the country has fallen down with Joe. Joe's fallen down and he's taken us all down with him. And it's going to take the election of 2022, this November, to change it all around and to prop this country back up. And when we do, we need to shut all this craziness down, lock it down, burn it up, and never let it out again, Andrew.
Well said, Rob. Great rants this past half, especially. People need to rewind that because Rob was on fire. Thank you for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you stream. Or you can go to AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.